Good morning. 11:43. Yeah, it's still morning. It's still morning. Sunday morning, November the 20th, 2016. I'm out late this morning. I almost pulled a plug, but no, I haven't missed a day this month. I'm not gonna miss one today. The weather is not terrible. The only excuse is laziness this morning. It's not a bad morning. It's middle 40s. Mostly cloudy. It's a few gaps in the clouds here and there. Off to the mountain, there's some nice sheets of lenticular cloud cupping over the peaks. The updrafts blowing in from the west, forming the distinctive shape of lenticular clouds. Birds are chirping. People are at church. I have to go home and fix some lunch. I need to get some groceries. I need to go to the grocery store. Although, I could probably get by till tomorrow. So, yesterday, I did get 1,000 words, barely, skin of teeth time. And one of the reasons that I got going late this morning is that I slept in because we were up late last night. I did go to see the Greeley Central closing night of Flowers for Algernon. It was exceptional. It was very well done. It was a story that I had heard about, because it's always one of those stories that is held up as a classic of science fiction, because it involves science manipulating man. It's as much science fiction is Frankenstein. And to watch a group of high school kids find staggering nuance in this story. It was wonderful. It was also very late. By the time I got home, the play let out, and I had a kid with me who needed to visit with the cast members after the show, which took quite a long time. Then we got home and I couldn't go to sleep right away, so I was up late. I was up till, well, it was after 11 before I crawled in. Cats woke me up, but not terribly early, so it was a late morning. It was a late start. I got breakfast and then was busy reading through news updates, looking to see what's going on in the international press. And then I found a video of Ukrainian protests and the piano players, there were multiple ones, who played the piano in the square. Quite moving. It also offered a bit of perspective on what happens with a truly authoritarian regime. Cars, cars, everywhere there's cars. Unzip a coat, it's I'm walking in direct sunlight and it is quite warm. The ambient is still middle 40s, but the sun is even shining through the clouds, it's really quite warm. So it's a lovely morning. I'm not smelling anything particular this morning. There's a little hint of fallen leaves. I wonder if this is a day to grill. I have to go to the store. Maybe I could get some steaks and go some steaks, mashed potatoes, green beans. Oh, my stomach grumbles at that. I like the sound of that. All right, yeah. Maybe we'll do that. What else am I thinking about this morning? I'm not really thinking about much. I'm sort of feeling kind of wrung out. The play was emotionally draining. like I needed another emotional drain on the top of everything else. One post. On the top of everything else that's happened. So what do I talk about? I don't know. Yesterday was the 31st day that I've meditated in a row. Simple exercise, 10 minutes a day. Last night was, the day was pretty much over before I got to it. Still counted. I think I need to do it earlier in the day. I need to do it around lunchtime. The recommendation is first thing in the morning, and it's like, really? That's probably a good plan. Yep, the sun's hot. I'm working up a sweat here. hear a train way over on the far track. So the wind must have died a little bit. I can hear a train 5 miles away. Either that or the wind is blowing in our direction a little bit. I wonder if I have what I need to make bread. Because I'm in the mood for some homemade bread. I haven't done it in a long time. My bread machine has been somewhat ignored. I hope it doesn't feel like I don't love it anymore or anything, but... Some fresh bread. Peanut butter. That's my brain. Skipper scapper all over the place. And here I am, one more day at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.